T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Oh, let's go to Stanley from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Hello, how are you today?
Good morning, Nikki. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, but here's something that I think is very unfair, too. As soon as you see one of these school shootings, they jump right to mental illness. And there's a lot of people who suffer from mental illness who never even think about killing anybody else. You know? And I think it's an unfair thing to jump to when you think about some of these school shootings. They're well planned out. And to me, that's not mentally ill. It was an evil plan. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
No, this is a real hot political topic, or becoming one anyway. But somebody asked me this the other day, and I just think there is so much violence. Every TV, movies, there's violence, and then the video games kids play are violence. And so people are geared to violence like it's a cool thing. That's my opinion, Stanley J. Krasinski Jr.'s opinion. People are learning to be violent, and they think violence is cool. I don't know. I'm old, so I just remember my parents telling me to go outside and play in the fresh air.
Well, I don't think we have enough of that anymore, and I think that's part of the thing, too. I mean, we're older, and we did come from a generation where there wasn't farming and all that, but a friend of mine had talked to her daughter's counselor at one point, and the doctor said, your brain is actually geared to be waking up early, going outside, and doing work in the fields. Which is what they used to do back in the day. And that is actually all good for the mental, your mental stability. Yet we can't even give our kids jobs at a young age anymore to give them something to be proud of accomplishing for themselves. There's all these laws that they have that prohibit them from working these hours and those hours. And if they're doing this, they can't work because, you know, that's why I think some sports are important, but not every kid can play a sport.
Right. Well, I think those laws are put in place so people don't abuse it, and, you know, all the stuff that went on years ago with abusing child labor and all that kind of stuff. It's just that people will find ways to abuse anything. But I just think this is a sad time. And
it's a very sad time, and it's unfortunate, and it should be another thing that we come together on, and we don't get divided upon. True. What is going on with NAMI this week? I know there's always something with your programs every other week that you do, your workshops, and I know that they're working on showing a movie about with the postpartum depression to help people who know somebody who just had a baby who might be having a hard time. So you have like a slew of things. So where do we start, Stanley?
Okay, that is on hold right now. That possibly will not take place for a while yet. I'm not sure of a date when it will, but right now that is on hold. Next week on June 2nd, which is a Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at 259 Wyoming Avenue at the NAMI Wyoming Luzerne office, our Luzerne Wyoming office, we are having a workshop at 5:30 to 6:45 on feelings, identifying feelings and emotions, how to appropriately identify. Most people have a hard time identifying emotions, so there's a program that I learned a long time ago, and I utilize when I throughout my work life, teaching people these skills of identifying feelings and working your way through them. Your feelings do not have to own you. I'm from the philosophy that most people are fear-based. Anger is just an outward form of fear. That will take place, like I said, next Thursday evening at 5:30 to around 6:45 at our NAMI office in Wyoming Avenue. And we just had another workshop on gratitude. I've been working on goal setting and on various topics. Summer is sort of slow, I think, just because of most people being on vacation. When I had the last workshop, was poor attendance, but it was a gorgeous day. It was like, you know, it was 5:30 at night, but it was like still like 83 degrees.
I was going to say, summer people like want to be outside. Yes. Right. They're getting their mental health through inside. The D3.
Yeah. And Megan is also doing the yoga workshops. I'm not sure of the schedule.
I think they're Tuesdays at 5:30 at Francis Slocum, I believe.
Yes.
I've been invited, and one of these days I will show up, I promise.
So, yeah, there is. But I just think, you know, you were talking about mental health and mental health awareness. I think it's just really important that people take time to take care of themselves. And I don't mean in a selfish way or self-centered way, but
I think we've been taught that some of the things when we do stuff for ourselves, that we're being selfish when they're, you know, even Jesus walked out into away from what was going on around him to meditate, to pray. And if we just took a few moments to do something like that every day, to just walk away from everything, put the world behind us and give ourselves some, and especially in a beautiful day, days like this, when you can take a walk out into maybe the woods, or you can sit in your backyard or on your front porch and just look at that blue sky and take it in and imagine, like, can you, sometimes the blue sky just amazes me. The color of it,
yes.
that you can't even, you can try to get that same exact color in a paint, in a marker, a colored pencil or a crayon, but it's not the same. It's not as deep. It's not as amazing, and it's not as intriguing, you know?
Yes. And I also believe that people just are so busy trying to get better at something, but not at what's really important. And what really struck me yesterday, or the day before when I was reading the articles on what happened in Texas, was these group of fathers, these dads, were directed by police to stay behind the lines and not to cross the lines because everything they're trying to get under control. The dads looked at each other and said, "We're not listening to you." And they went through the lines, broke into the back windows, and got their kids out of school. That makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. As a dad, as a parent, as a granddad, that makes sense. No, they didn't follow the rules, but I just think about the priorities that go on in people's lives. Some people forget, you know, how valuable life is. We get caught up in getting the new house, the new car, but there's so many other things. Those moments you spend with your kids, and you never know. And one of the articles said, you know, these mothers and dads kissed their kids goodbye and said, "We'll see you at 2 o'clock when we're picking you up," and that didn't happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And life is so precious. So I just think it's about paying attention to how we treat others. You know, I just find, this is again Stanley Jay's opinion, I find the world really angry right now.
It's angry. And you know, but what also is, we let the media take care of our emotions for us. Like you were talking about identifying feelings, but you also did that gratitude workshop where yesterday I was listening to people on the morning show crying and my heart was breaking and I wanted to cry too, but don't let them steal your joy. Instead of saying, I'm going to worry about my child, be thankful for your child. Be thankful for every moment and sit in gratitude instead of worry. Worry will not add an extra day to your life.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, sure. I know it's difficult because, yeah, I have kids too. I get it. You know? But I choose not to worry. I choose to take joy in the it's the thankfulness for the good moments and the good times. What else would you like to? Somebody wanted to know, and I don't know if you would have the answer to this. And if we can find somebody to talk to about this one day, it would be great. Please ask Stanley why it is so hard to get someone hospitalized when they are clearly mentally ill.
I don't know if I have the answer, but I'll just I've worked in crisis and been on. On that end, we'll try and, you know, when people bring people into the hospital, I was the person that you would meet with, and I would determine if you go are able to go in the hospital or you fit the criteria. And I just think there are so many things that protect people. And again, it's, you know, originally these laws were enacted because people, if I was married to you, Nikki, and I didn't like the way you were cooking dinner and I wanted a new wife, I could say that you're incompetent and get you 302'd and hospitalized, put into Clark Summit. So those things really were happening. And so laws were enacted that people couldn't do that. So there's a criteria that you have to meet to get hospitalized. And I know that you have to be able to prove that within the last 30 days, it can't be hearsay, it has to be, you actually have to see it, that somebody has intentionally been trying to harm themselves or others are incapable of taking care of themselves, but it has to be pretty solid grounds. I haven't done that in a long time, worked on that side, but there is some people I do know. One is a person who helps out with Mommy. I could talk to her and ask her. She heads up the crisis unit for one of the service centers locally. And she has been doing it. I used to work with her, so I could talk to Megan and see if we could get her to address that issue with you on one of your segments.
Yeah, that would be
her
a good thing
Beth.
To cover.
But yeah, there are people who are doing it.
Yeah, I do think that one of the shortfalls in the mental health system is that we rely on the people themselves when they're adults can sign themselves out in 3 days when there might be something deep going on, you know, and 3 days wouldn't be enough to address a problem.
Right, and some people, you know, are savvy enough to be able to pull it together for 3 days and say everything they're supposed to say and then get out. And there are people who are still doing that and like working in the field. And this, my friend, she is a friend of mine and I work with her and she's solid as can be and very, she's an expert at this. She would be a very good person to bring on the show and, you know, to address that with. She knows all the new laws, everything that goes on. She has managed a few crisis centers, mm-hmm. and we work together in crisis and intensive case management over the years. So she would be a really good person to really give the solid, direct answers. But I realize it is a concern. I know people have struggled with getting people in when they know they are really sick mentally and they're emotionally, they can't deal with anything, but their hands are tied.
Yeah.
It's a scary situation.
Yeah, somebody also, and there's so many problems on so many levels that I don't even know where to begin. And yeah, maybe if we can get somebody in to talk about that, that would be great. Stanley, I enjoy talking to you, however, and I look forward to the next time we speak.
Hey, so, have a great day.
So it's Thursday, June 2nd, 5:30 till, what, around 7:30, maybe not even that long for a...
Right, yeah,
so
6:45, 7 o'clock. Usually people start to peter out. like paying attention with after an hour. So usually from 5:30 to 6:45, 7. Sometimes people stay longer. I've had people stay to 8, and that's fine. But generally, people are like ready to like, you know, they're getting antsy, especially with the nice weather.
I know what you mean. All right. So as little time as possible to help you, because NAMI is there to help. NAMI has locations in Northeast PA, in Kingston, as well as in the Scranton area. You can find them online. Thank you so much for checking in with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a great day.
Stanley, you have a great day. Take care, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.